All right, PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Once again, at the East-West Shrine Game, Monday's East practices, Bo Wolf and Fran Duffy of PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Team session, but we want to look at the linebackers. Right now, 47 is Cole Farron from Maryland, a productive player at Maryland, but maybe a little undersized. Fran, what do you think about his chances at the next level?
Tough kid, obviously very productive, was a longtime starter for the Terrapins, had some injury concerns, had some issues with his shoulder in the past, but like I said, very productive kid, very good tackler, took everything down that came in his path down there in Maryland.
Eagles' depth was tested, of course, at inside linebacker this season, a chance that we may see them bring in some youth there to inject some youth into the depth of the position. How about number eight here, Amarlo Herrera from Georgia, played alongside another draft-eligible linebacker from Georgia who will be at the Senior Bowl, Ramique Wilson. But what do you think of Amarlo Herrera, Fran?
Well, Herrera was a sub-package player for them. Obviously played in their base packages as well, but stayed on the field in nickel, stayed on the field in dime, and allowed Wilson to come off the field. Herrera is one of those active sideline-to-sideline players, very productive for the Bulldogs, and what was a very good defense 2014.
I think we can agree that for the Eagles, when you're looking at those inside linebackers, you want to have someone who's got a little bit of coverage ability. Does Herrera fit that bill?
Yeah, I think he brings a little bit of that. Obviously, he's not the greatest of athletes, but a guy, like I said, he stayed on the field in dime for Georgia, and he has that sideline-to-sideline ability. So he holds his own in coverage. I wouldn't say that's his area of strength, but really he'll hold his own in that area.
All right, and then number 30 there on the left side is Edmund Robinson from Newberry College. Fran, I could not tell you anything about Edmund Robinson.
I have not watched this kid yet. Obviously, this will be my first look at him, so it'll be interesting to see how he does here this week. A lot of these smaller school players.
On the left side there.
Yeah, there he is on the left side.
And loses contain.
Losses contain and gave up the long catch there.
All right, well, we'll move on from Edmund Robinson.
Tough rep there, Edmund
Robinson. Bring in a new slate of defenders here. See who we've got coming in. Well, let's focus really right now on number 39, Jake Ryan from Michigan, a four-year starter. Most important bio nugget for Jake Robinson is that his father played wide receiver at Wake Forest. But other than that, this is a player who was all Big Ten, very, very productive throughout his career. Maybe a bit of a surprise that he's here and not at the Senior Bowl, but you like Jake Ryan a lot, Fran.
Yeah, you know, really instinctive kid, a four-year starter, started his career as a defensive end down up in Michigan, and they moved him to linebacker. He was injured. I think he tore his ACL the spring of his junior year and missed a good chunk of that season.
But came back early, though.
Came back early. They really missed him in that first half of the season. Came back, one of the heart and souls of that defensive unit. Obviously had their ups and downs. Now they've got a new head coach there in Jim Harbaugh, but very productive player and really one of the more instinctive linebackers in this class.
He was a team captain at Michigan. I think he went from outside linebacker to inside linebacker this season, so he's got that versatility. Probably better coming forward than in coverage, but
no question.
He does have those instincts.
Yep, no question about it. He's going to be a really interesting player to watch this week.
Yeah, some trouble with the snap counts, back-to-back snaps here. Jake Ryan looking great, though.
Seen a good amount of that today. Obviously, it's the guy's first day out here on the field, so still kind of getting used to each other, getting used to the snap counts. It'll get a little bit cleaner as we progress here throughout the week.
All right, we'll look at Ryan again, but let's talk also about 48. That's Louisville linebacker Deontrez Mount.
Mount's a guy I haven't gotten a chance to look at too closely. I know I watched his teammate Lorenzo Maldon, who will be at the Senior Bowl next week. I know Mount is a guy that Josh Norris from Roto-World likes a lot, a good friend of the show here. But I haven't gotten a chance to look at Mount too closely. As you see, a nice run play up the middle. None of the linebackers really fit that too hard. But, it's day one of practice.
It is day one of practice. The third linebacker on the field for this segment right now, Quayshon Neely from Georgia Tech, who goes 6 feet, 235.
Yeah, Neely is one of those guys you project most likely as a weak side backer, either in a 4-3 or a 3-4.
I have 54 on the left side of your screen.
I haven't watched him too closely this season, but as you can see, one of those lighter, more athletic sideline-to-sideline players. We'll see how he does here on this rep.
54 there on the left side, next to Jake Ryan from Michigan. Both of them in coverage.
And one thing I really like there from Neely, he didn't right at the snap, just jump right up. He read his run pass key really well, didn't bite on the play action fake, and was able to get to his landmark and zone coverage. Really nice job there from Neely. Obviously, look, they're not going full speed at this point, but you like to see the guy key and diagnose, as they say, at the snap of the football.
All right, let's move on from the linebackers now to the safeties. in the back end. Of course, 2 years ago, the Eagles found a safety in the fifth round from the Shrine Game, North Carolina State's Earl Wolf. Here we've got Dean Marlowe from James Madison, a Queens, New York product, and Dietrich Bonner from Virginia Tech. Bonner, number 28, Marlowe, number 16.
Yeah, two guys I haven't watched too closely, but, I mean, you see them here, obviously a little bit of on the leaner side. Both pretty tall guys. I would guess both came in above 6 feet.
That's right. Marlowe goes 6'2", 205 officially, and Bonner actually 5'11", 195.
All right. Yeah, both got long Bonner's arms. So it'll be interesting to see how both these guys do.
Marlowe trying to fit into the run.
Yep.
Bonner playing deep. Fran, what would you say are the key traits that the Eagles will be looking for at safety in the kind of scheme that they play defensively?
Well, I think one of the main things you want, obviously, is a guy who's going to play with instincts. And you see a guy like Malcolm Jenkins come into the fold this year, really instinctive player. That veteran presence on the back end was huge. And one of the things that the coaching staff and the personnel staff harped on when they brought Malcolm Jenkins in was his ability to do everything in the back end, whether it was play man coverage, play the deep half, play as a single high safety, play in man, support the run. And so you want a guy who's going to be able to do all these number of things. Now, those guys don't grow on trees, obviously, so those are tough to come by. But you want a guy that can do as many of those traits as possible, give yourself a lot of different options in the back end and what you can do defensively from a coverage standpoint.
Quick pass there from Anthony Boone to Devin Gardner, one of the more intriguing prospects this week, the former Michigan quarterback, of course, who's trying to make it as a receiver. I think came in as a receiver originally at Michigan.
Yeah.
Had some ups and downs today, but he's an interesting guy.
He had some starts at receiver. Obviously, he took over at quarterback for Denard Robinson, when Denard Robinson was starting to make that shift to running back receiver as in his senior year. But he had some starts under his belt as a receiver. Came in this week, and he's so far, he's done some nice things. I think he's separating pretty well. He's running better routes than I anticipated, but he's got to finish better at the catch point. He's had a couple drops so far today.
All right, let's stay focused on the safety. 16 is Marlowe from James Madison. 28 is Dietrich Bonner from Virginia Tech. Tough to judge them on that play.
Yeah, another interior run. Tough to see exactly what you're seeing there. But, again, both these guys have that long, lean frame. We'll be interested to see how they do athletically in some of these one-on-one periods later this week.
All right, we'll cycle through the safeties a little bit later, but for now, that will do it for your look at some of the impact potential defenders for the East team at the Shrine Game. For Fran Duffy, I'm Bo Wolf. Much more coming your way this week on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.